When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina Salazar, and I hope that you are doing so well today. I am so excited for this episode, and I know you guys are going to love it because I just finished recording and I am truly feeling so lit up. I had a guest conversation with my friend Anna, also known as the Guide to Light on Instagram. She is just so amazing. She's also a fellow health coach. And in our conversation, we dove into a wide range of things, but we kind of talked about Anna's astrology, of course, and then we dove into how to navigate feeling lost, how to reconnect with yourself when you are going through periods of doubting where you are or feeling really stuck. We also talked a little bit about just the concept of masculine and feminine energy and how you can use your masculine energy to cultivate space so that you can tap into your feminine even more. We also dove into Anna's own journey. We talked about how relationships can be fuel for growth. We talked about just so many amazing things. And ultimately, this episode is aimed at helping you realize that you can find your light sometimes by just looking at yourself with more truth, looking at yourself more fully, and embracing what's currently flowing in your life. Like, sometimes we just try to force things to happen a certain way, or we're so over-focused on the how and we lose sight of our why. So we really dove into that, which I absolutely loved. And the coolest thing is that on the day that we're recording this, so today, it's July 17th, and today the North Node and the South Node in astrology are shifting signs. So we're having a nodal shift, which basically means that from this point, from here into the next year and a half, all of the eclipses that we're going to be having are going to be in different signs. So for the last year and a half, we've been having eclipses in Taurus and Scorpio. So the North Node was in Taurus and the South Node was in Scorpio. And now the North Node is going to be in Aries and the South Node is going to be in Libra. And so we dove into that as well and we kind of talked about it. And a lot of this conversation actually centered around the themes of Aries and Libra, which was really cool. Anna's a Libra, I'm an Aries rising, Aries Mercury, and at the same time, we complement each other's energy in such a beautiful way and share so many similarities in our growth journey too, and in many ways are mirrors to each other. It was just a really powerful, amazing, eye-opening, and grounding conversation. I know you're absolutely going to love it, so if you do, make sure to share that with me, whether you message me at the Carolina Lifestyle, send it to a friend, or share it on your story and tag innergrowth.co. I would love to hear from you. And if you're enjoying the show, this is just a little reminder to either, if you're watching on YouTube, drop a comment or hit the subscribe button or give it a like. Or if you're listening on your phone, to hit the bell icon on Spotify and the plus button on Apple Podcasts. That way you can be in the loop of all future episodes and just get a little bit of a notification whenever a new one comes out. So with all of that said, let's dive right into it. Let's get deep. Let's get growing. And I'll see you on the other side. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
I'm so happy we're doing this.
I'm so happy I'm here.
Yes, yeah. I'm happy that I synchronously looked at my stories, saw that you were here literally a day before you were leaving.
I think I energetically called you in when I was like, ooh, I would love to be on Carolina's podcast.
Yeah, no, you literally manifested it in
I love it.
Perfect fashion. So I love that. And we're both here dressed in all white, embodying our spiritual selves. We love it. I once read that when you wear white, you reflect out good energy.
Yeah.
And then block bad energy. But then if you're wearing black, it's more like a protection.
Yeah.
Have you heard that
black,
before?
Yeah, I've heard of that before. I think black absorbs more energy. So yes. You're a little less protected, I guess. But in Kundalini yoga, when they tell you to wear white because it's better for channeling energy.
Yes. Through you. And I feel I do tend to wear a lot of black, but I also love wearing white.
Yeah.
So I feel when I go out or from out in New York, wearing white is probably a better idea.
Yeah.
No, I'm so much energy.
I mean, I wear black too, yeah. But I feel like neutrals are like my thing right now, especially yes. It's so hot outside.
Yeah, it's the best. Oh my God. But yeah, this has been a long time coming. I feel like we only met twice in person, but ever since we've hung out the first time, which I can't remember when it was, but I want to say it was like...
I think it was like a year ago.
Like more or less a year ago. Like I think yes, because months. I went to Florida right before I went to Brazil for the summer last year. And I think we went to dinner.
Yeah. And it right also happened like serendipitously, like weirdly.
Yes. We were like DMing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, I'm in Florida. Do you want to get lunch or dinner? And then we hung out and talked for like 5 hours. Like, I don't even know how long. So I already know this episode is going to be amazing. But can you just like do a little bit of an introduction on yourself, what you're all about, where you talk about on your social media, and then also your sun, moon, and rising?
Okay. So I'll start off with my sun, moon, and rising. So I'm a Libra sun. Scorpio rising, moon in Aquarius, which is interesting.
I've been like talking to a lot of people recently who have a moon in Aquarius.
Really?
Yeah, my mom has a moon in Aquarius, so I've always been very curious about it. Yeah. And recently, like the last guest I recorded with, also moon in Aquarius, and like I don't know, just
I feel like it's just like an outsider perspective on like emotions, and like we're very analytical about them, but then you have to like come back into the body to like feel them. Exactly. So that's been a journey for me.
Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, it's time to make 2024 the year that you finally check it off the list using Babbel. When it comes to learning new languages, something about me that a lot of people actually don't know is that I'm fluent in 3 different languages. Because I grew up in Brazil, I speak Portuguese fluently, and then I also am fluent in English and in Spanish. But I also am currently learning how to speak Italian because I started learning it in college for my study abroad program in Milan, but then my program ended up being canceled, so I never really got the chance to fully learn Italian, which is why Babbel has been coming in so handy for me. It's a science-backed language learning app that was designed by real people for real conversations, and Babbel's tips and tools are super approachable. They're rooted in real life situations, and they are delivered in the app through conversational based teaching. So I've been using Babbel to learn how to order food, ask for directions, and speak to merchants so that next time I go to Italy, I can practice my Italian and also speak confidently. So if you're also on a journey to learn a new language, I have a special limited time deal for our Inner Growth listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off a Babbel subscription. And this is only for our listeners at babbel.com/growth. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/growth, spelled babbel.com/growth. Rules and restrictions may apply. Ciao.
Yes. But it's a little bit about me. I'm a holistic health coach.
Fellow IIN grad.
I started off more thinking about and exploring food and body and wellness, and now I'm more focused on like the spiritual side, the emotional health, integrating our shadows, working in the light, and all of that. So
yes, yeah. And your handle's Guide to Light, which I love.
Guide to Light, exactly. So I think I talk about and I write a lot of like what I channel through like my expression, my spirituality, exploring like all the different parts of myself that I'm coming in contact with through like all my self-work, inner work, inner growth, emotional work, astrology. I'm super into astrology.
Fellow astrology girl.
Fellow astrology. Human design a little less so, but I mean, I'm always reading about it. And I also work in real estate in Miami, so multifaceted manifesting generator.
I love that. I love that so much. And it's so funny because I always forget that you're a Libra, because you give me such Pisces energy, but that's because you have all of your Libra placements in the Pisces house.
Yes.
Because of your 12th house placements.
Yeah. I have a stellium in the, I think I have one more planet, but it's like one of the, I don't know if it's Lilith or, I have one more thing in the 12th. So I have
What are your planets in Libra?
It's Sun. Mercury, Sun, and Venus are all in Libra. So how I communicate, the person that I am, Sun, and Venus. Like
my Mercury is also in the 12th, interestingly enough.
Okay.
Because I have Mercury in Aries, but a part of my Aries
is
in the first house because it's my rising, but then I also have a part in my 12th, which is why I think I love talking about like self-growth, inner work, and like the subconscious and all of that, because that's what the 12th house represents. And Are you certified in breath work or meditation? Because I know you in Florida, you do a lot of events.
Yeah.
So what do you usually do at the events?
So I'm not officially certified, but it's something that I feel like just comes through me naturally. I just naturally guide people through it. I've done 3 events so far. I'm having my next one for the new moon in Leo, August 17th.
Uh-huh.
Usually we do meditation, journaling. And the last one we did ecstatic dancing. The last one was about into your divine feminine and like manifesting. I forgot what new moon it was in.
Gemini?
It was in June.
I think it was a Gemini one.
I think it was Gemini. It might have been Gemini, yeah. So we did, it was all focused on like shining through our divine feminine. And we all wore white and we made like flower crowns and we like honored ourselves. We like did a partner activity where we would like speak out loud everything that we were like bringing to life with this new moon. Uh-huh. And then the other person would like crown us with the flower crown that we made. So
it was so
beautiful. It was so, so beautiful. Like I talked about the astrology in the beginning, and the most beautiful thing about those ceremonies is that, yeah, you do the inner work, you do it all, but you come together like as a community of women and seeing people like speak their truth out loud. Like you see some people start crying and like they'll be like, thank you so much. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. Like I just like opened up the space. And it's like
so beautiful.
The group together that makes it so, so special. And that's what I always say. Sometimes when I've talked to you about it, like when I have maybe self-doubt or like feel scared to do something like hosting an event or something else, I always think like, this is like beyond me and beyond my fear. It's something that I'm doing to like help elevate the world. It's coming through me. Like I'm not going to be like egocentric to be like, oh, this is me. These are like my gifts. It's coming through me. And that's always like the prayer that I have, like
yes.
God, universe, spirit guides, like speak through me. Like I know this goes beyond like my physical mind and what I'm capable of. Right. And all of us have that gift too. So I want like everyone to be able to connect to that. So when I feel that fear, I'm like, just speak through
it's me. Just like pushing you even more towards your purpose.
Yeah, 100%. And doing in-person events and ceremonies is actually something that, like, I didn't plan for. It came more naturally. Like, when I graduated from IIN, I thought I was going to do more, like, one-on-one coaching, which I have done a little bit of. But then I started doing meditations from the Superhuman app, like walking future self meditations. And I found myself, like, thinking, like, it just dropped in, like, channeled in, like, in-person events. When I would, like, visualize my
what you'd be doing
and what I want to be doing and what is my higher self giving, like I visualize like a group of women like together in person.
Yes.
So that's something that has been like just like manifesting more and more. And like I said, like opportunities, it's like I kind of hold myself back because I'm like, well, I'm not ready for the next one, and then someone will be like, let's do an event together, and I'm like, okay, universe, like let's do it.
It's just flowing, which I love. And flowing. I feel like that's like the perfect embodiment of your Leo 10th house, of being like so bold and bringing people together and believing in yourself, but then also, and like helping people shine, right? That's what you were saying was the event with the women that you did in June, was helping women like really step into their light, really let themselves shine, like wear the crown, literally Leo, like Leo energy, regal, literally. And then also your Aquarius moon, which is like community.
Yeah, I never thought about that, my Aquarius moon. And I have my north node in Virgo in the 11th house, which is
even community, more community again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
So I feel like things just naturally come together and you'll be like, whoa, like you'll connect the dots afterwards. But it's like,
it's so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Or like a lot of the times what happens to me too is like, let's say we're about to have a moon in Leo, a new moon or something. I'll like pick up a book or I'll start reading a book that has to do with the themes of that moon. Or like it can come across in like your conversations with people, like repeated things that keep coming up, people keep asking you about, or like you keep hearing in podcasts or seeing on social media. Like there's all these little ways that the universe communicates with us. And it's so cool to put the pieces together and like 100%. Start noticing them.
Yeah. And it always happens. You just have to like kind of like step back and be like, oh, like give yourself time to like reflect.
Yeah.
Come back to your body. And yeah, the universe is always working.
Always literally. Working.
The wheels are always turning. Even if you think like, you're lost, because I go through that a lot. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not on the right path. It's like, no, actually, this is the exact thing that I have to experience at this moment.
Okay, like, wait, let's talk about that. Like,
yeah.
How do you navigate when you start feeling lost?
So I kind of, first and foremost, when I start feeling lost, because that's that's a place that I tend to go. I know that's like a shadow side of mine. Mm-hmm. I tend to be like, chaos. I am not where I'm supposed to be.
Scorpio energy. Yeah. I can resonate with that.
So the first thing I do is literally sit back and I'm like, I put my hand on my heart and I'm like, I'm safe. I bring in that safety, like,
regulate that nervous system.
Mm-hmm. Like, work with that, like, root chakra. Because I feel like that's a lot of what gets, like, destabilized when I feel like things aren't okay. Things are wrong. So I go back and I'm safe. Mm. My body's safe. Like, everything's actually working out perfectly. Because oftentimes it is just the perspective that we're taking on based on, like, a pattern of limiting belief that we always, like, fall back on. That gets triggered by something that happened. Yeah. So you're like, trigger comes, you're like, oh no, like nothing is going my way. Like, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm never going to get there. And it's like, I'm safe. So the first thing is that, like, always coming back to the body for me. I feel like I have a lot of air. I don't have a lot of earth in my chart. So I'm like, come back to the body. Like,
yeah. And I feel like we live in a society now with so much external stimulation, like so much social media content out there, like notifications from our phone, texting, emails, TV, Netflix, news, whatever. And so it's really easy for people, even like me, my primary element is fire and earth, but I have some air. And still, like, I feel very much sometimes, like, caught up in that overthinking. And I feel like recently, I was telling you how this past week for me, I have been really doubling down on my morning routine and, like, having a lot of downloads coming through me. Like, we're recording this in June, so it's, like, we're recording this in July. Late July. And I've just been having just a lot of downloads because I've been slowing down in my mornings. Mm-hmm. And before, what was happening was I would wake up and, like, I would go to use the bathroom in the morning first thing and be, like, scrolling on my phone. Then I would go to the gym, and the first thing I would do in the gym would be walking on the treadmill, and I'd be scrolling and editing content and, like, planning out all these things first thing in the morning. And I've since, like, shifted my routine where, like, I really don't let myself touch my phone until, like, after I've had breakfast to, like, scroll or think about work or whatever. And I feel like that's allowed me to, like, channel more and have more of these downloads and feel safer and feel like I'm falling less to this overthinking of, like, I'm lost, I'm out of my own path, because we're consuming all this information and seeing all the things everyone else is doing, and then that causes us to think that we're not in the right path.
Exactly. And one thing I was going to mention, the channeling that I was going to mention before, apparently Mercury in your 12th house helps you channel a lot, especially through writing, through, like, physical writing, like automatic writing.
And that's what I've been doing first thing in the morning. Like, after I do, like, my skincare, whatever, have my little snack, empty the dishwasher, I sit down in the office and I've been just mind dumping for, like, originally it was supposed to be 5 minutes, but it always ends up being, like, 15.
Yeah.
And it's so good to do that first thing in the morning.
Yeah. I haven't been doing that lately, and I've been wanting to.
And I haven't been doing it for, like, a year. Mm-hmm. Like, so long.
Yeah. And I think this is something that, like, dropped in while you were speaking. It's like, because I think I saw you post something about balance. And for me, I'm a Libra. It's like I'm always, they say the Libras, like, the shadow side is, like, you're always in the search for balance, but you never achieve it. And for me, like, a way that I've been, like, shifting the way that I think about balance is that it's not about always doing the same thing to always be balanced. Like, we're never going to be completely balanced, but more about, like, meeting yourself where you're at in this season of life and seeing what you need in this season of life. Because sometimes we get caught up, like, my morning routine should be XYZ always. And then you're not doing it, and then you shame yourself.
Which
and then you
stay 0 to 100. In the
spiral. Exactly. And you stay in that spiral, and then you wake up the next morning, and then maybe you don't feel like doing it, and then you don't do it, and you're like, I'm behind, like, I'm not doing things correctly. And it's like, maybe in the season of life, you're going to be a bit more busy, and your morning routine needs to be a 1 minute hands on the heart, deep breaths in, deep breaths out. Maybe the next season, like, what you're being called to right now, to counterbalance that,
it's like a longer routine.
Exactly. But it doesn't always have to be in the middle. Like, you can find the middle in the extremes, I guess.
Yeah, or it's like observing this tendency to feel like you're always supposed to be doing the same thing. If not, you're behind. If not, you're failing. If not, you're not doing it right. Even, like, now, I've been doing my workouts outside, and I've been doing Pilates and yoga and whatever, but I'm in my luteal phase, and I know maybe when I'm back in my, like, ovulation next month, like, I'll want to go back to picking up some weights or going out for a run or whatever. But it's also summertime. Like, in a few months, it's going to get cold again. I can't go do my workout outside. So I'm aware that it's also, like, a season. It's a moment. Mm-hmm. And in my therapy last week, what really came through also is in terms of your purpose and, like, what you're here to do. maybe you don't have to be thinking of, like, your life purpose. Maybe it's just, like, what's your purpose for the next year?
Yeah.
What's your focus for the next year?
100%. And I think that's a big thing for me. Like, a big thing that always caused me, like, so much, like, anguish. Like, feeling like I'm not safe. I'm like, what is my purpose? I am not on my path. Always that belief. I am not on my path. I am not on my path. And I meet with this energy healer, like, monthly. Not a therapist. I was going to say, too. Like, not a therapist, but an energy healer. She's kind of like a therapist. And that's always my thing. I'm like, should I be doing real estate? Should I be doing this? And she's like, you are exactly where you need to be. Like, exactly where you need to be. Because, for example, real estate, I'm working with my family. And she's like, you're learning right now. Like, I can see it. It's like setting your boundaries and speaking in your power. Like, learning to stay in your power and not let other people, like, step over you. Because sometimes with family, it's like boundaries are difficult to maintain. And it's like,
yes,
our relationships are our greatest teacher. Like, you can stay in your room the whole day and not be challenged, or like not be in a like relationship with a partner, whatever, like with a friend, and isolate yourself, because it's easy, right? But when you come into contact with other people, so it's like those things that you try to avoid the most. Like, for me, it's like, oh my god, like, maybe my job is so, like, triggering, let me just leave. Like, no, like, it's triggering because there's something that you need to address here. It's not about you leaving, it's not about you being in the wrong place, it's about, like, the dynamic that is present there, that once you integrate that, like, learn to set your boundaries, speak in your power, whatever the next step is, you're gonna bring that new layer of self into that.
Yes.
So it's like,
wow. I'm like, whew, like, downloads after downloads, because it's also really cool that we're recording this on the day that the nodes are shifting. So, like, there's North Node and South Node. They're like pointers in astrology to, like, your destiny and, like, what you're supposed to be letting go in a certain moment of time. But we also have the North Node and South Node, like, right now. And today they're shifting from Taurus and Scorpio into Aries and Libra. And exactly what we're saying is so Libra and Aries. It's like, how do you set boundaries? Like, how do you embody that Aries energy? Be in your power, be sovereign, like, take action, own up to what you want, but then also learn how to be in relationship with people, learn how to, like, honor those relationships, not be codependent, like, needing validation. But then I also think that sometimes, like, because I have a lot of Aries energy, I end up feeling really alone and lonely, like, when I'm with people. Like, sometimes when I'm in a big group, like, that's when I feel the loneliest, which is super weird. And then when I'm by myself, like, I'm so at peace. Like, I'm so, like, calm. And, like, you know, I can spend so much time with myself and I don't feel lonely at all, which I feel like most people, it's, like, the opposite.
Yeah.
But I also feel like there's a lot of people who struggle with, like, being in a group and then feeling so isolated, or, like, not 100%. Being able to, like, express what you want to say and, like, setting those boundaries, or, like, really realizing that those relationships, even though they're hard, even though they are maybe harder than just, like, being by yourself all the time, they're actually maybe even more fuel for your growth sometimes.
Yeah. And I love that you said that. I feel exactly the same way as you. And I think it's all my 12th house placements. It's like, I thrive on being alone.
Yes. Wait, and I never, like, put that together.
Yeah. 12th house placements is like, you need alone time to recharge. 6-2 in human design, like the hermit, like, I need alone time to, and that's something that I've very much accepted and been like, this is who I am this past, like, year and a half with the last, because the South Node was traveling through Scorpio, my first house. So it's complete, like
shedding. Ego and self.
Exactly. And, like, kind of like, this is who I am. Like, before I thought I had to, I feel like I've always seen myself as different, like, as stereotypical as it sounds, but, like,
the Aquarius moon, like, the Aquarius moon, being like, no one gets me.
No one gets me, literally. So that's something that I'm like, no, like, I need time alone. And before I was like, why am I not like other people? Like, but literally it's that. It's like, no, this is who I am. And that's why I love astrology, human design, like, anything that helps you understand yourself more and see those parts of yourself that maybe you feel ashamed of, because it's like, you go deep in order to bring them to the light, and then you're just like, yeah, this is who I am.
Yes.
Like, you step into that, or you dance, you, like, this is who I am, you know?
Yeah.
In the parts of myself that I'm not so comfortable with, the parts of myself that trigger me sometimes, like, yeah, so what? This is who I am.
Yeah.
It's so that. And going towards what you were saying with the North Node, just as you were talking, I'm like, wow, this nodal shift has really actually been, like, activating in my life lately. I feel like I've been, like, feeling it coming, because just as I was mentioning, we were talking before, but how before I thought I couldn't do both real estate, which is very physical world, and also be in this like spiritual, holistic wellness world where I love to tend to like my spirituality and my inner world and everything. And like, how do you combine both? Like, how am I a human being that works towards like abundance and monetary goals? Because we're human beings. We're not here to be like in the clouds. We're here to like experience.
We chose to live life as humans.
We chose to be here. Yeah. So it's like this nodal shift that's happening, that the North Node is going to be in Aries, South Node in Libra is hitting my 12th house and my 6th house of like, 12th house of spirituality, 6th house of like wellness and work and like physical life. So it's day really to day. That like, how am I going to how do I balance like the spiritual side of life where a lot of my chart resides there, a lot of planets with that 6th house? I don't have any planets in my 6th house.
I don't.
Yeah. So how do I balance those two things? How am I in this world, but also like,
grounded
in who I am, grounded in this world, but also grounded in my spirituality and my purpose and all these things, right? And I think it goes back to like the extremes that we tend to go towards. So it's like, how do we find that balance and trust that life is working out exactly as it should?
Yeah,
like just by living life, you are in your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think kind of like condensing what we were saying about feeling lost also, it's like if you catch yourself being like, oh, am I not in my purpose? Oh, I'm lost. Like, I'm stuck. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, da-da-da-da. It's just like remembering, first of all, how much content are you consuming? Like, how much information are you putting in your brain? How much are you going to, like, analyzing? Something I tend to do a lot is just go straight to, like, solving it. I'm like, oh, like, what's the how? Like, how do I do it? How do I fix it? How do I X, Y, Z? What's the way out of it with action? Mm-hmm. But then what my therapist always reminds me of, especially in the session I had last week, which was very eye-opening, is like, it's not about the how, it's about the why. It's like, why do you want to do X, Y, Z? Are you showing up in X way? Why do you want to do this thing? Like, why? What's your why? What's driving you? Which is why I was saying with the purpose. It's like, what's driving you right now? Coming back to that. And then you realize, like, right now, this is the season of life that I'm in. So what if I just lean into it? And what if I just find a way to channel it, even if it's different than before?
Yeah.
And someone we were talking about before as well, before we started recording, that we both admire a lot is Organic Olivia. And if you guys don't follow her, you definitely should, because she's amazing. Mm-hmm. And she has been talking a lot about like the shedding of your old self. And I feel like this is something that is so important and very under-talked about, which is like when you're evolving into the next level version of yourself or into the version of yourself that will meet you where you're at right now in this point in your life, you have to be able to let go of a lot. And the part of letting go that's underlooked at or like under talked about is how you have to actually grieve it. You have to be like, yeah, like I'm letting it go. Like I'm putting it to rest. I'm like okay with not doing these things that I used to.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with not showing up maybe in the same way that I've used to. That's, like, my comfort zone. Like, you have to embrace, like, the new, but you don't have to know exactly how you're going to do it yet because you're creating it right now.
Yeah. And so. Exactly. I love that because I was thinking about bringing up Organic Olivia, too, that whole thing. And it's, like, the only way that you even know that this is all happening, that you're stepping into a new season of life, of, like, letting go, is to once again step back and meet yourself where you're at. And like you, and I think it's a thing in our whole society that all of us do, it's like we tend to want to just fix immediately, like think our way out of it. But our body is such an integral part of our healing that we just don't even take into account. We're like, all right, well, I know where this is coming from. This comes from like my wound that I have of XYZ, and like I get it, just like, oh, like go away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this emotion, like somatic experience, like it lives in our body. Like so many of us have gut issues, like what is in there, you know? Like it's like a nervous gut. Or even if you have like I'm the person that always I have a pain spiritual meaning
literally of, same
spiritual meaning of like lower back, left lower back pain, like
yeah
inside, like
exactly. So, oh my gosh, I'm like crying over here. It's so funny.
And
what did you just say? There was, oh, with bowel stuff, like gut stuff. I was literally thinking about it. It's called IBS because it's irritable bowel syndrome. Think about the first word, irritable. Anger, annoyance, nervousness, anxiety, frustration, irritation, like that's the mind body. It's like your mind being like so stressed, frustrated, irritated, annoyed, angry, triggered, causes your everything else in your body to be out of balance, including your gut. So in my acupuncture last week, also something that came up was like how emotions have different energies in our body. So for example, she was saying fear and sadness is kind of like a downward effect. It's like you push it down and it makes you like feel more tired and you want to like be in bed and like you're just like shoving it down. But then anxiety is like upwards. It's like goes to your head. So that's why we're like overthinking, overanalyzing, trying to think our way out of situations. And then again, it can kind of trigger like too much air. Like we're too up in the clouds and then we get gas and like bloating and like all these things.
Yeah, I love that. And that even connects to, I don't know if you're familiar with the doshas in Ayurveda, like Vata, Pitta, Kapha. Like anger is more Pitta, which is like the fire energy. So that's why maybe you feel it in your stomach, or maybe it's associated like
heartburn.
With like heartburn. Exactly. Heartburn, maybe like throwing up, like
sweating so much.
Sweating. And then Vata, which is air, is associated, like an imbalance of it is like anxiety, bloating, because it's the cold, airy substance, and like constipation. So it's like the, like you just see how
Kapha?
Important it is. Kapha is like stagnation, because Kapha is earth. Think about like Taurus energy, like an extremity of it is like
resistance to change,
lethargic, stagnant, maybe constipation, like a slow moving digestive system, not wanting to get up in the morning,
tired.
So you see how all of these different like ancient like wisdoms have the different names for the same thing. So why isn't our tradition, our like Western medicine system like talking about it, right? Like we go, it's like I think my whole journey started because of multiple reasons, but the first thing that I was most focused on was my gut. My gut, like I had an eating disorder and like all these different things, and it's something that I still struggle with, but the gut. But I think like the more that I know it's my emotions. Like
I remember we talked about this the first time we met.
Yeah. I don't get me wrong, like I know like I focus on food and all these things, but like our emotions and our healing and our trauma like has everything to do with it, because everything is one. Like this physical world is one with the energetic world and the emotional world, and we can't think that one is not related to the other.
Yeah. Can you quickly just share a little bit about the journey that you went down on relating to your gut, relating to your body image and just ED stuff? Because I remember we talked about it in the first time that we met, and I feel like for you the healing came from like looking at the energy. Right, looking at, like, I don't know if you worked with a healer or, like, some type of holistic doctor who, like, pointed you in that direction, or did you find that yourself?
So I think it was, everything happens kind of, like, staggered, like, building up one on the other. So my eating disorder got the worst in college, of course. It was, like, I was ultra perfectionist, like, go, go, go. Like, I was not in my body at all. I did not want to feel my anxiety. I would get home and binge every single night. Like, I had to have the best grades, the best job. Like, and I didn't even know what was going on inside of me emotionally. I just knew I did not feel good. And it got to a point that I felt so bad that I had never seen a therapist before. I wasn't into spiritual work, nothing. I was very much of, like, the high achiever, like, wanting to get the best job, like, how to get the best grades, everything.
Which is why I feel like we're so similar.
Yeah.
Because I also was the same exact way.
Yeah, exactly. And
all this pressure.
So much pressure. So much pressure. And I ended up being, like, this, like, I was sick of it. Like, I couldn't anymore. I ended up going to the therapist in my school. Like, I took myself. I was like, I need help. And then I saw they recommended me to go to this body image project that the school nutritionist was hosting. And it was a group of like five women that were going through the same things, like ED and other things. And it was the first time that I ever talked about like self-love, body image, like all these things. And since like that point, I started to let go of my food rules. Like I would weigh, because I was also huge into the gym. So I would like weigh every single thing that I ate. But there was a lot of shame and anxiety behind it too. Like I would go to the dining hall with a scale. Like I would just like, and anxiously, I was like, oh my God, what are people going to think of me? Like, and then it got to a point where I would like write an essay, and then I would be so anxious. I just couldn't. Then I would just binge eat, you know? And I'd say I couldn't decide.
It's like the control.
The control and like, just not feeling anything. Anything. The only, like, because binging is a way to, like, numb out. Because then you feel so terrible in your body that that's the only thing you're thinking about.
And then it triggers the guilt and the shame. And then it creates a spiral.
Exactly. So then from there, I think I slowly started to, like, get out of it. Like, I just, it was difficult. And it was, I think it took me, like, 2 or 3 years. But I did get out of it. And then in 2020, I went through a breakup. And that was, like, the drop.
Spiritual awakening time, baby. That was the spiritual awakening.
I think so many people went through spiritual, like, oh, 2020 was an activation year for, like, the universe, for everyone. Like, so many of us went through our, like, first spiritual awakening there. And
then, was it Power of Now?
It was, no, it was the Untethered Soul. Untethered but Soul. I also read Power. We talked about this, yeah. So the Untethered Soul, I started reading it 2 months before my breakup, before my spiritual awakening was activated. I started going to therapy 2 months before then too, because I was, the anxiety was building up, you know, COVID, like all these changes. So the universe was preparing me. She's like, girl, we're going to give you the Untethered Soul. You're going to have these tools. And then the breakup happens and it's just like everything shattered.
Start noticing your pain. Start noticing your triggers.
And it was the first time that I was like, whoa, like this relationship for me was like my stability. And then it was the first time I looked at like childhood stuff and got into my parents' divorce and what was this first boyfriend filling in for me? Like what wounds was he like covering? And like,
yeah.
And I went deep into the self-love stuff like after my breakup because I was like, wow, I was like rock bottom. And it was like, if I don't love myself, no one is going to love me. Like it got to a point where I was like, there was
no one's love is going to fill in that gap.
No one's up. And it's not even that no one's going to love me. It's that nothing. I'm just going to stay in this hole. Like, I'm just going to stay in this hole. And that's when I started, like, getting more into intuitive eating too, into yoga for the first time in my life. Like, I had gone to the gym, like, 6 times a week for, like, 3 hours and, like, lifted weights so intensely. And, like, for what? Like, I would look at my stomach every day, like, oh, do I have abs? Like, does it look this way? Like, it's, like, it's not just about how we look. This is coming from a wound, from, like, a mental, like, emotional, spiritual. Like, that's your spirit, your inner self, like, calling for help. Like, hey, look at me. Your inner child work has been huge. And that's what we were talking about right now with Organic Olivia. It's, like, and that's something that I still struggle with, but doing it is amazing. Like, you just, whenever you feel like you're not in your body, right? Or, like, you're just go, 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 like, you just like step back. And I did a post on this recently, like, this is your reminder to cry. Cause as a moon in Aquarius, like I forget to cry. Like, and yeah. I've been stepping back and you kind of, you talk to yourself like your inner child, like, are you okay? Like what's wrong? You know, it's like you go back and it's, there's no like singular way, like instruction, step one, step two, step three to do it.
It's so intuitive.
So intuitive.
You have to trust your intuition. Mm-hmm. But the intuition, it can be hard to access. And I feel like if you are that go, 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 if you are always just like overstimulated, overworking, whatever, like it's hard to listen.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I don't know, it's not as loud for me. Like when I feel like I'm in seasons of my life where I'm like not showing up for my self-care or I'm not connecting to some practice that is slowing me down or like calming down my nervous system or connecting me with my feminine, whether it's meditation, breathwork, yoga, going to bed earlier, or like nourishing my body with healthy food, or just like taking time to slow down, chewing your food, whatever, just like slowing down in some way. If I'm not doing that, like I feel like I'm just being led by like all the external stimuli. Like I'm not being led by my intuition.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I feel like you need to create that space. And the way I like to see it, because I feel like this just goes to show, like, you have a bunch of fire energy in you. I have more, like, air. So, like, what works for you might be different than what works for me. Like, you need to be leaning on those tools. For me, I like those tools too. But for me, it's more like I need to create the space.
Sometimes I'm saying. Like, you have to just, like,
sometimes it's like, well, how exactly do you meditate or how exactly do you do this? And yeah, maybe when you're a starter, it's true. When you're like first beginning, it's good to have those steps and then you slowly start trusting yourself more as like you learn to have that conversation with yourself. But for me, it's more about, like, opening up that space. Like, right now, I'm going to sit with myself.
Yeah, like, solitude a little bit.
Yeah, I can journal if I want to. I can dance if I want to. I can cry if I want to. I can maybe do some stretching, and whatever comes up will come up. But it's more about giving myself that space. And because I feel like so many of us are so rigid already in, like, our daily life that just, like, putting one more thing on our checklist, like, and then
I have to meditate
and, check. It's like, I don't want to check. I just want to, like, feel, you know? And it's like, yeah, sometimes, like, putting one more thing, because it's like we're already in our masculine.
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, we are. We have to allow our masculine to create that space for us to be in our feminine.
Yes. And, like, what I was saying isn't even, like, that I do those things, like, as a checklist. Mm-hmm. But it's all more, like, finding time to slow the fuck down. Yeah. Just, like, calm myself down. But to do that, you need to have, like, a little bit of time. Whether it's, like, 30 minutes, mm-hmm. an hour, whatever you want to do, 10 minutes. But I feel like having the space is important. But I like that you kind of approach it intuitively. Yeah. Is that how you approach it, like, on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah. I approach it intuitively. And I found that the less that I judge myself on the way that I'm doing it and it should look, the more everything just flows.
Like, okay, for example, explain.
Yeah. This past week has been, like, so intense with, like, work and, like, planning my next event and, like, traveling here to New York. I live in Miami. And I haven't had, like, as much time for, like, my mental health or, like, for those, like, routines. So it has looked a little different. Like, I found, like, a patch of grass and, like, Dumbo, and I, like, took off my shoes and just put my, like feet on the ground and grounded. That doesn't look like my normal routine when I'm, like, have everything structured, right? But I'm not going to make myself feel bad because I didn't do my 10-minute, 20-minute, like, meditation in the morning and then drink my, like, water with minerals and, like, you know? So it's, like, knowing that, like, it's ebbing and flowing with it, which is exactly what we've been talking about this in this whole, like, episode of this whole conversation. It's,
yeah.
like, finding what you need in that exact moment and letting it flow, like, letting go of the structure, because once again, like, we come from history of, like, perfectionism and holding ourselves to, like, a next level, and it's, like, feeling like we're not doing enough. I catch myself thinking that, too. It's, like, well, I'm doing a lot. Doing a lot for my health. I'm doing a lot for everything. So, if anything, sometimes it's letting go of that control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah, and I think it's, like, a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I feel like too much feminine energy mm-hmm. is, like, just being sitting in your meditation, just being like, everything would just come to me and I don't have to do anything. But yeah. then too much masculine is just acting for acting's sake. Taking action for action's sake. It's just, like, being in action mode without intention.
Yeah.
And so blending both is, like, how can you sit with yourself and whatever, have a download because you're meditating or you're having more silence to listen to yourself, to figure out why you want to do something, what it is that you want to do, and then figuring out how to take that action yeah. and then tapping into the momentum. But you can't just be constantly like, oh, like, I just have to do, and then not having, like, a why underneath it.
Yeah,
which is something I get caught up in a lot.
Yeah. And so. It's such a beautiful and, like, not that easy balance to achieve, right? I feel like we're constantly, like, dancing between both, like, extremes. And a mentor that I worked with, Real with Emma, she's amazing.
You don't oh, yes, her. She yeah. is amazing.
So an analogy that, like, she gave me was basically, like, our masculine, like, you can't just be in your feminine because your feminine isn't going to feel safe to be in her feminine if she doesn't have that structure from your masculine. So, like, your masculine is the one that's going to hold space for your feminine.
So you have to be like, okay, let me give myself this time,
Give myself this time. Let me have my finances in order. Let me have, like, let me cook myself. Let me make time yes. to cook myself these meals so then your feminine can, like, enjoy them, be in the moment. But if your life is, quote unquote, like, you're too in your feminine and there's no, like, structure, your feminine's gonna feel scared. Like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? And that's when you get in, like, so you need yeah. to have both of those.
It's like if your finances, for example, aren't in order and you're constantly worried about money, you're not going to want to just, like, sit there and, like, save your life.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be stressed out underneath it. You're going to be laying there in meditation thinking about, like, oh my God, I only have $50 in my account. Like, whatever it is. But
exactly.
It's a mix of both.
Yeah.
And I like that approach of, like, using the masculine to cultivate the space. and a time for the feminine to,
I thought it was flow. So beautiful. Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, oh, like...
Which is why blending in, you know, the, like, let me go and, like, work in real estate or whatever, like, have this job, this way of making money, and, like, I can still have my spirituality. I can still have my practices. I can still host events and bring women together and, like, be in my purpose in that way also. But it's, like, maybe, you know, for you, for example, choosing to work in real estate and choosing to do what you're doing is helping you cultivate that space.
100%. I think, and that's something that I've come to, like, realize lately, too. It's, like, you know, I want, like, financial stability right now, like, at this moment in my life. And for me right now, this is an opportunity, like, real estate that I have to create that, right? So you have to see in your life, like, what's available to you? What do you, right? Like,
and, like, what is flowing to you already? What is already
flowing to you? Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to mention that.
Which is something we were talking about.
Yeah, it's, like, I was so caught up in, like, no, I have to make my money fully through, like, being a holistic health coach or fully through this area. But coaching one-on-one wasn't completely flowing. Like, it wasn't. Like, it wasn't coming that easily. The ceremonies have been coming super easily, like, flowing to me. But one-on-one wasn't. I was so stuck on that way. And I had this real estate opportunity that I was like, no, like, this is going to take me away from my path, from, like, who I am. Like, I'm going to lose myself in it. And every single time I saw my energy healer, she's like, that is not the case.
It's like, the universe is, like, flashing a flashlight on that. Literally. And you're just like, look here.
Yeah, and that goes towards, like, sometimes we're so stuck on, like, the ego way of, like, how people will perceive us and how we should perceive ourselves. Like, what is it going to say about me if I'm doing both or if I'm not? This is a big thing for me. Is it going to mean that I'm a phony? Like, that's a big word that comes to mind for me. I don't know why. Like, oh, I'm like a fake. Like, why? I don't know, right? It's like, we all have these stories that, like, come up for us that are just insane. But that's why we have to do the work to, like, see, like, what are the stories that we're, like, creating our life on, right? Like,
what are the things that we're telling ourselves that are ourselves that are fake?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, that could be blocking. Like, I have such an opportunity in real estate and I was just blocking that. And I was just making life harder for myself, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, but that was part of it. Like, that was part of the journey of, like, coming within and, like, and seeing that limiting belief that I had.
Yeah. And again, it's a lot more about, like, staying in your lane. It's like looking at your path and being like, what is flowing to me? What is abundant? What is the universe pointing me towards? Like, maybe it's not how I thought it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a different how. It's just a different what. But it's still helping you be in your why.
Mm-hmm. And it's such, like, a trust. It's such a trust and slowing down enough, like you said, like, to listen, like, what's coming up, right? Like, for me, it's like I mentioned, like, this next event that I'm doing, I had always wanted to do an event with this girl. But part of me was like, well, I don't know if she's going to want to do an event. Like, all the limiting beliefs. Because one thing that I've had to work on a lot for myself is my, like, self-worth and self-value. Like, yeah, I have so much to bring to the table. And I have so much wisdom, but I just don't see it. It's like, I feel like I need, like, an official title. Like, oh, certified in this. But even then, that's just something that's, like, a crutch. So,
because it doesn't matter. Like, you can have a billion certifications, but if you're not showing up, if you're not sharing it, if you're not posting about it, whatever, talking about it in person, real life with people, like,
and it's not that about
is that. Just gonna be like a word on your resume.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, that's a tool for you, but it's the person that you are, and it's, once again, it's like the energy that you bring. Another thing that I've seen with my energy healer, and when I got my cards read, tarot, like, a few weeks ago, and both of them told me the same thing, and it's the same case for, like, everyone. It's like, you have so much wisdom from your past lives, like, that is, like, innate, that, like, we only access if we, like, get quiet enough and trust ourselves enough. Like, you don't have to do it the way, because I was telling them I want to get certified in Reiki, which I am in August, and all these different tools, but they're like, you're going to end up doing a combination of everything that is your own, because they literally told me, they're like, you already know this from, like, past lives. Like, you already have these, like, things. You just don't trust yourself, you know?
Just reattuning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, crazy. And if you don't believe in past lives, like, you have these, like, gifts from, like, God, like, that just come, like, innately to you, you know? And that just comes to, like, you're innately worthy. You innately, like, you're... Words have power. Your perspective has power and is so unique and special. You just have to, like, own it. This is who I am. Sometimes I say things like, like, oh, lately I've been very, like, connecting back to the heart, connecting back to the heart. And then people ask me about it, and I say it with kind of, like, maybe hesitation, because I'm like, well, does that make sense what I'm saying? And then I'll hear another person say it in a podcast, like, 2 weeks later, same exact thing that I said, and I'm like, why did I believe in myself? Yeah, I'm like, why did I believe in myself? But then when this person says it, I'm like, oh, yeah. So it's, like, just that observing yourself. And absolutely. It's just funny.
Like, what do you feel like you're learning the most right now? Like, what's your biggest source of growth right now?
I think the universe is just throwing so many things at me that is, like, you're on the right path and you're ready. Like, you're ready to take these next steps, because I feel like opportunities have just been flowing at me in ways that I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, I'm ready. Because it's like, maybe I'm scared. I said, one thing that happens a lot to me is, like, fear of not being ready, fear of not being enough, whatever. So it's like, I'm like, well, I'm not sure when to do my next event. Someone comes to me and is like, let's do an event. The universe is like, now. So it's like, I think that's one thing that I'm learning more of. And I do get, like, with all these events that I'm doing, it's like I struggle a lot right before with, like, a lot of fear. But it's like, that doesn't mean you're not ready, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It's like, maybe the next one you're gonna have fear again. But so what? Like, that's one part of you.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I'm saying, like, we are infinite, and
yes,
it's coming through us. Like I said it right in the very beginning. It's like, we have the trust that, like, our wisdom is, like, being channeled, and it's, like, innate, and it's beyond us. Like, we're here on Earth for a reason. Like, you're alive right now. We're talking right now. This message is going to reach whoever it's reaching. Like, you listening to this right now. And it's going to hit a certain part of yourself. It's going to, like, light a fire within you that is then, you're then going to want to share something in this world or in whatever stage in life you're at. And it's like, you are here for a reason. And believe in that. Believe in your uniqueness. Like, and that, like, honor yourself, honor who you are, cry when you need to, look into, like, your wounds when you need to, and know that, like, you're so special, and you're exactly where you need to be.
Oh my god, you're amazing. I feel like this is a perfect moment to transition into rapid fire questions, so let's do it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if you know them already, if you've listened to any episodes. Okay, so first question is, which I feel like I'll know the answer, is, do you have a mantra that you live by, or a quote that you've come back to frequently?
I think lately it's been, I've got me. Simple. Hands over my heart. Like, I've got you. I've got you. Like, I think of my inner self, my little child, whenever I'm feeling fear, and I'm like, I've got you.
Yes.
We're going to do this together. I'm not going to push you. This isn't something I want to get rid of. I'm going to integrate you, and we're going to do this together.
Yes.
So I've got you.
I love that. Can you also share, like, the philosophy behind Guide to Light? Because I feel like, we didn't touch on it that much, but I feel like it's a mantra that you do live by as well.
Yeah, and I think I've got you, like, leans to that. It's about, the Guide to Light came to me when I didn't even know what that meant. It came, like, channeled. I wasn't even deep into my spirituality. Like, I was just getting started, and I saw, like, 3 shooting stars. Like, it was,
oh,
like,
my God.
But the Guide to Light, it's, like, it came during the time that I was learning to look at my wounds, learning to go deep, not just live superficially and pretending to be just happy and perfect, right? So it's like, the Guide to Light is like, you need to, like, look at your shadows, at your quote-unquote darkness, at those parts of yourself that you're scared of, those parts of yourself that are the most scared, and integrate them, because that's where your power lies. Like, that is the universe being like, hey, look at this, like, integrate it, and from there, like, your gifts will come. So it's like guiding you to go deep into who you are in order to integrate and, like, live in your light. Because in the end, we're doing all these things in order to, like, live life and be able to, like, live in our light and be who we were meant here to be, not to be, like, zen all the time or, like, to be this perfect person. No, like, to have fun. Like, the end goal of this is to, like, just live and be and
feel good.
Feel good, feel light. But we can't do that if we're ignoring these parts of ourselves that we're, like, unconsciously, like, crafting our life around, because we don't want to look at it. So that,
yes,
the Guide to Light.
Amazing. Do you have any books that you love that you would recommend to anyone listening?
Yes, so a few. So The Untethered Soul is, like, the OG for me, like, first book that got me into all of this, and it was like awakening. I love Untamed.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I'm Glennon obsessed Doyle. With that book. It's so good.
Yeah. That came to me, I think, in the second part of my spiritual awakening, which was leaving my corporate job in November 2021. That literally was the book that was like, leave the job. Untamed. So Untamed was amazing. And then for my non, like, self-growth books, I've been reading ACOTAR series.
Yeah.
Have you read it? A Court of Thorn and Roses.
Oh, no. I've heard of awesome things about
it's
it,
like,
though.
Fiction, fantasy. I love all things, like, witch, like, fairy.
Is
like,
that kind of what it is?
Yes. And it's,
oh, I think I would love it
and
then.
It has so many themes of, like, self-growth in it, too. Like, powerful woman in the books. Like, beautiful, amazing ACOTAR. Like, I've been in, like, that stage lately. I'm, like, I feel like I've read a lot of, like, self-help books, and yeah. I'm, like, I just want to have fun
I've been,
reading
like,
right
reading
now.
A lot of fiction books as well, but I've been integrating self-growth books, like, when I'm eating breakfast. Like, read that, like, not before bed. Before bed, I'll read, like, a romance, a fluffy book, like, something more for fun.
Yeah.
So, love that. And what makes you feel like your higher self?
What makes me feel like, I think when I'm most connected to, when I'm most in my feminine, I think, when I'm most connected to, like, nature and, like, movement and dancing.
I love
that's
dancing.
Something that, like, oh my god, like, just like flowing, moving, like, that's allowed me to explore a whole other part of me. That's why the last event that I did, that I was like a goddess divine feminine event, like, I integrated dancing into it. And it's funny because, like, some of us do feel so uncomfortable dancing, and I do some, like, when I've spent a while without dancing and connecting that to that side of myself, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And whenever we first start, we feel uncomfortable, but you have to, like, get past that hump and, like, how does your body want to express itself? So getting into that sensual, like, energy for me, I feel like my higher self. Like, I feel so powerful and, like, beautiful and, like, sensual, and I love it.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, last question. If someone didn't hear anything from this episode except this part, what would you want to leave them with?
You're more powerful than you could ever believe. So live by that and honor your light, honor your darkness, honor who you are, because you're so special and you're here for a reason.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. This has been so amazing. Can you let everyone know where they can follow you and just be in the loop of any events that you do if they're based in Miami also?
So I'm mostly on Instagram at The Guide to Light. There I'll like post a lot about like my expression, creativity, just like any insights that I get, emotions. I'm a lot on my stories. I'm like a stories girl. Yes. Like, I love to just interact with the followers that I have. And then I'll just post my events on my stories, in posts, and in my link tree.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was absolutely incredible. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to go follow Anna. And thank you guys for listening. Hope you have an amazing rest of your week. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.